Nutra Medical Report for Friday, the 12th of August. And Matthew Deagle, my oldest son, is here. He has a great website, MatthewDeagle.com, MatthewDeagle.com. Matthew, lots of stories going on. The latest is a new resurgence of emails, this time tying the Clinton Foundation directly to pay for play, as they say. It's so obvious. I mean, it's like textbook. And then there's issues going on with Mr. Erdogan, in the sense of meeting at St. Petersburg with Putin. There's lots of issues going on. I don't think there's been any major terrorism in the last week, but certainly our policies are not very logical. What's your analysis of what's going on in the world?
Well, I would have to say that I think a lot of the problems in the world come from very simple medical and biological basis. I think that
are you referring to Hillary Clinton's health records? Is that what you're talking about, or other types of things?
Well, I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff going around about Hillary Clinton. I don't know what's the real deal there, because she could be covering up alcoholism by creating the disinformation about her having seizures or whatever, you see. But, I mean, because we know that these sorts of symptoms are common symptoms of alcoholism. And we know that, you know, George W. Bush was alcoholic. But I'm talking about not just, well, for instance, I think that, I think honestly that the mental health and personality types and characters of our presidents and politicians is one of the most significant things that's overlooked when we're electing a candidate. Clinton, for instance, has demonstrated a paranoid delusions, I would say, with regard to Russia, where she thinks that Russia is responsible for hacking her emails without providing any evidence. The evidence is simply that they feel strongly that Russia's hacked emails. On the other hand, I think some of Obama's failures might be explained by the speculation that he had depressive episodes during his presidency, that he was severely depressed at certain times. There was a lot of discussion of this around 2011. I think it may have actually gotten worse after that, especially considering that in the U.S., the medication available for depression is not adequate. Generally, depressed people have a lack of monoamine. They have an excess of monoamine oxidase A on average, which means that they break down all of the neurochemicals associated with emotion very fast. Now, generally, what's prescribed for them is only SSRIs, which only targets serotonin, but not dopamine and norepinephrine, etc. So, generally, because of the pharma industry, the antidepressants that are widely available in the U.S. are not adequate for treatment of depression. And so the only working treatment out there, besides preventive treatments like, you know, acupuncture and herbal medicine, is electroconvulsive therapy. So considering that's the case, and this ties into your vitamins and so forth as well, but I do think, therefore, that Obama is unlikely to have gotten adequate treatment for his depression in this country, and that may have affected his policies, may have affected his, you know, he does seem to have just kind of given up,
in my opinion. He seems to be acting in a way that he has a very low emotional response to charged items like terrorism or major decisions in the government. And
Now you have some vitamins for depression-related symptoms, though, yourself, don't you?
Yeah, basically, we have to describe what it is first. The word depression is not really an adequately encompassing term. Everybody who has depression has seizure activity of the limbic system. So basically, it's a limbic seizure. That means they have not enough central nervous system magnesium. They also have a deficiency of other trace elements that are necessary for brain function. Molybdenum, for example, is very important for nitric oxide in your body and your circulation in your brain. Manganese is necessary for activation of vitamin D, which works in brain tissue. Selenium is necessary to protect against hydroproxy radical with singlet oxygen in the brain. So there's a whole range of trace elements that are present in Minerals Plus and Vitamin Mineral Max and the life support. And these are not normal. These are protein amino acid chelates that are going to get in there. Now, then we look at the specific support of depression. We want to turn off free radicals in the brain. And the primary thing that you're going to use for that is Nutritrala and cell detox glutathione. And there's a specific triad of nutraceuticals that stimulate a pathway to help to correct the healthy activity of the brain cells in the limbic system called PGC1-alpha. And that's involving anti-HMAX, which has the dimethyl resveratrol. The next is the Nutritrala. And the third is Supernox, that increases nitric oxide. Now, you do need trace element molybdenum, which is in our Minerals Plus. We're working on some new nutraceutical technology to target specific minerals that will be a liposomal alkaline form of the mineral, which is basically hydrogenated, and it'll be liposomal, I call it lipoang minerals, and I'm working on that, also topical. These are new technologies that's never been seen before, and when you're correcting depression, the simplest thing you start off with is our we call posinol or mood elevator. Brain Mag and Calm Mind would be the very first thing to take. One little scoop of each 3 times a day. In most cases, will reverse depression because depression is basically seizure activity. So if you just take the Brain Mag and Calm Mind, most times the depression will lift. And then the next thing to add is a BioWell VR that improves the production of the norepinephrine, dopamine, and serotonin. And then the third element to add is a BioWell VR is the things that will support brain circulation. Because a lot of people are depressed. In fact, they've got circulatory issues in parts of their brain, and they're ending up with seizure disorders. If you talk to most psychiatrists, they're completely wrong in terms of their approach to what the physiology is. Some neuroscientists are starting to edge toward this and understanding that the brain is more complex and that the idea of just calling it depression, when most people have depression, also have anxiety or have low levels of norepinephrine, dopamine, and they have adrenal and thyroid dysfunction. So everyone I've seen that's depressed has adrenal and thyroid dysfunction, so it's more complex. And most thyroid dysfunction is not related to anti-thyroid antibodies. It's actually due to conversion to reverse thyroid hormone because they're pre-diabetic or diabetic with insulin resistance in their tissues. Yeah. So it's far more complex.
I think it's interesting to note also in terms of Obama, for example, there's a similarity in his physiognomy between him and Abraham Lincoln, who's also thought to have suffered from depression, who was rather similar body type.
Now, the diagnostics for depression, what I do first is I recommend one of the best techniques is a QRMA, quantitative resonant magnetic test. If people want to do regular tests, we can do a organic acids.
What would you recommend for Hillary Clinton's paranoia?
Well, first off, paranoia is due to excess in dopamine receptors in the brain that is a different aspect of the same syndrome that we call ADD in children or schizophrenia. So, in other words, different parts of the brain are affected by dopamine receptors. So she's got dopaminergic overactivity in specific centers that make her paranoid. And you mentioned something about some research that you've discovered in terms of genetics. There's a significant minority of the Caucasian population have the tendency genetically and metabolically toward paranoia. And there's also a significant percentage of the black population that has a tendency toward violence. And if you put them in
the circumstances,
by the way, are all related to specific needs. For example, the average black person in Minnesota doesn't get enough vitamin D, so they don't take additional
I think I mentioned this last program, is that what it is that in 10 to 15% of blacks, now, we talk about all these other causes of violence in black communities in the U.S. We talk about all of these socioeconomic causes, inequality, racism, etc. But we don't address the fundamental psychiatric cause, which is probably the most significant.
Well, the psychiatric cause, Matthew, is, my favorite movie is Young Frankenstein, and in a term they talk about an abnormal brain. If I can take a criminal in the criminal justice system, I remember going to the seminar back in the early 1980s with the Biosocial Research Institute looking at levels of things like elevated levels of hair manganese, which, if you look at criminal people who have seizure activity and paranoia, like Hillary Clinton, they have extremely high levels of manganese in their hair and in their brain tissue. Now, that's going to have effect on specific enzyme pathways. So we can look at people that have heavy metal toxicity, because heavy metals and radiotoxins are in the same place in the periodic table. So if you have depleted uranium exposure, let's say you have blue fire in a tank, which I've actually taken care of a gentleman and had this happen. He was a medic, got exposed to about maybe 2 minutes of blue fire inside a tank, pulling somebody out after basically a shell went through the side of the Edmund Abrams tank, bounced around inside and created a vapor trail. The person inside was injured, but he just inhaled the vapor, and in 1.5 months, 2 months, he lost 90 pounds and basically died. And what it was is only maybe, you know, so many breaths of DU. Now, DU interferes with molybdenum and chromium, so he turned diabetic very quickly, and it interfered with molybdenum, so he couldn't produce nitric oxide synthase, and he very rapidly went into heart failure and wasting syndrome because he blocked a thing called the one carbon pathway that allowed him to maintain his protein content in his muscles. So his body, seeing he was in starvation, basically, he turned his muscle into sugar so he'd survive. And people don't realize that most of our illness, including our leaders, if you actually put a scale, like you say, of the psychiatric and psychological factors of our so-called corporate and political leaders, you'd find a great many of them would, quote, show signs of genetic and metabolic abnormalities of their brain and their central nervous system, besides behavioral things they've got from their parents and people around them. But
the key is that a lot of this could be solved just by taking the right supplements and medication, getting the right kind of therapy. We could spare ourselves maybe World War III.
Give an example about Trump. And I support Trump, but Trump is a political potty mouth. And as much as his wife, Melania, talks to him, maybe he's listened to his daughter, Ivanka, the man has a problem with excessive aggression. Now, if I was to do a profile of his mineral content in his tissues, 22 packed minerals, do a quantitative electroencephalogram, do all kinds of other advanced neuropsychological testing, I would find his brain would be abnormal. Now, it wouldn't be psychotic or criminal or whatever, but I would see that he has a tendency to excessive aggression and counterpunching because it served him well in business. He's also very high energy. I don't think he has any major medical problems. Now, if I looked at Hillary, and I've looked at her medical records and her latest MRI scan, which shows an inferior lesion, which either could be to a multicentric astroglioma or an actual area of dead brain tissue caused by an embolic stroke. She shows signs of a thing called Binswanger's multifocal leukoencephalopathy, which means she's got signs of dementia. She also has signs that she's got multifocal seizure activity occurring. And you see from her behavior, which in the State Department, she's paranoid. So we have a person who is psychotically paranoid, has dementia, has memory lapses and seizure disorders, and most likely is either diabetic or borderline diabetic, hypothyroid, hypoadrenal, and now she's having difficulty even standing, so they have to prop her up. Now, I can, as I mentioned the other day, and I did this, and it actually angered some of the listeners, I mentioned a protocol of how I could actually reverse her health problems. Now, that would be on a proviso that she would have to come clean with all the criminal activity she's done and all of the evil things. And, of course, this woman is a woman of clay and iron. And as I've said this before, which is hard for people to grasp, she is not just a normal person. She's a person that's being avatared. Now, she shows signs of mental illness, psychological illness, dementia, etc. on the physical level. She's also a person where you find a very high ratio, I think, of mentally ill people who end up being our political leaders. And that's a scary thing to realize. A lot of our political leaders we could actually treat them, we could make them act like normal human beings like the rest of the population, and it would be more rational decisions.
Well, I mean, the success rate is not super high because it takes a long time to change a person like that. Like, I wouldn't recommend that she become president anytime soon.
Oh, no, she's unqualified. But Article 25, she'd be unqualified.
The point is, it might at least mitigate some of the worst tendencies. I think, earlier with blacks, though, is that this, like, Black Lives Matter right now is a big protest movement. And there's tons of blacks that have gotten themselves killed by the police or have been killed by the police for virtually no reason, like Freddie Gray.
Yeah, they have 8 times more
recently,
here.
Particularly in the city of Baltimore, there's a lot of chaotic stuff going on lately.
Right.
I can get into the symbolism of that, perhaps, and Edgar Allan Poe and so forth. But significantly recently, Corinne Gaines was shot by the police while she was, however, cradling her son in her arm as a human shield and wielding a shotgun and firing at the police. So she demonstrated extreme aggressive behavior as well as reckless behavior with her child. And I think this sort of thing is not that uncommon among black suspects or simply among black people in general because of this gene. It is a minority.
A survival gene.
The key thing is that by the police in Baltimore, for example, they have a protocol where they go out and they arrest any black man they see wearing a certain type of clothing, which is just plain unfair, right?
Well, of course it is. And I think that the black lives matter
but the problem is
you're dealing with a template.
It's not the majority of blacks that have this gene. It's only maybe 10 to 15% at most.
And by the way, Matt, I want to mention this point.
Low estimate,
that 5%. These same genes may be predisposing. They did research on autism, and if you're black, you're 3 times as likely, if you have stack vaccines, to turn autistic and develop what's called off or brain on fire, where we can actually do imaging studies and show that your microglia activate peroxide.
Well, that's interesting because autism is also associated with a short allele of the monoamine oxidase gene. And that's what blacks have, is that 10 to 15% of blacks have this the very short version of the allele, the two-repeat version, which means they have a very strong innate tendency toward aggression, toward aggressive, excessive emotions, drug addiction, aggressive outbursts, and in general toward irrational and undeliberate behavior, toward responding to perceived hostile cues with instant and psychopathic rage.
That might have been a survivor gene in Africa where you're dealing with wild animals and tribal warfare. So it may have actually, that gene may have increased in frequency because it might have been a survival gene.
It's still only a minority, so it wasn't that reproductively successful, but it's certainly among some of the tribes that were enslaved, it seems to have been rather common.
No, I think it could be mitigated, though.
I think when people were enslaved, what happened is the Muslims went after both the civilized Africans and the barbaric Africans, because the civilized ones were pacifist, and the barbaric ones were troublemakers and a nuisance. And then what they did is they just mixed them together indiscriminately when they sent them to the U.S.
Well, one of the things I think that everybody can be given a chance.
I mean, not all Africans were living in the forest or something like that.
No, I agree. Obviously. Listen, they had very high society in many places like Addis Ababa for thousands of years. But here's the point. I think everybody,
All the same stuff as in Europe.
Let me make this point. I think that if we give everybody a chance and find out what their gene SNPs are, like we now have genetics in Prometheus, you can do 23andMe in Prometheus, send me the data. I can look at your organic acids, including platelet levels of bioamines and organic metabolites, along with people like Dr. William Shaw, and I can give you a specific protocol to correct medical and physical illness. Now, we've also discovered every illness and every living thing, plant, animal, whatever, requires what's called a biophotonic resonance circuit. Those circuits maintain health or disease.
Yeah.
So we now have therapies that can actually reverse that, and I'm developing the first in the world what's called epigenetic therapy. And what I'm able to do is pull off the resonant frequencies for specific minerals, for example. Let's say in your brain you've got excess of certain minerals or deficiency, or in your tissues that cause you to turn diabetic or have other problems. We can actually hit with the resonant frequencies to increase the absorption to the target tissue.
So basically what's going on here is that the police, the paranoid totalitarian police in our government in the U.S., who want ever more surveillance and ever more domination, are treating a psychiatric illness as a criminal problem.
It's an
responding
illness
with more violence.
It's an illness of the planet. We've killed the soil, the minerals aren't there, our biology is deteriorating, and we try to treat them with a criminal justice system when it's a biological and a problem.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in. Make this statement, and I want it to be attributed to me making it specifically today. A civilization dies from the soil up. When the mineral content of the soil, and that's why the ancient Hebrews used the term the Sabbath rest. The primary thing in the Sabbath rest is the rest of the land. In fact, it said that the land spewed the population up because it didn't give the Sabbath rest. Most people don't realize, without the mineral content, the genes get silenced. The primary thing that controls whether you have genes turned on off is minerals.
Yeah, all traditional farmers use a rotating crop cycle. They would use one. They would use a portion of their land, but then they would leave it fallow. Yeah,
that was actually years. One of the founding fathers that actually reinstituted that from biblical principles.
Yeah, and they would basically rotate what they would do with the land as well. They would switch from having animals on the land to fertilize it to having crops on the land
because that
would maintain the soil nutrition.
Yeah, it helps some extent. We have
our present agricultural methods are to drain the soil,
right?
Because we're trying to go for profit, I suppose, is what it is, nutrition.
Well, here's another thing that I've added. We used to have a thing called C-Crop. We have now used the MG12 minerals, and if you take the MG12 minerals and put that in a spray bottle diluted and spray it on your rose bushes and your fruit trees, which I've done.
Yeah.
They grow like crazy. Now, we weigh the test to see if the mineral content
is
there.
But the key thing, though, is that most of our vegetables and most of our food now does not contain...
It's depleted.
Except perhaps meat. Does not contain sufficient minerals, does not contain...
Right. Do you know how you can... You know how you can test it, though? You just take a little mortar and pestle, we'll say, a piece of fruit or vegetable or whatever. You grind it up. You take a dilution of it, put it in a polarized microscope, because you know your grandfather, my father, was a gemologist, and I have his polarized microscope in my laboratory studio here. And I can actually look at the rate of rotation of the polarized light, and it tells you the sugar content, the vitamin content, and the mineral content of the food. And that's the problem with our civilization. Now, it shows up in blacks with violent behavior and whites with paranoia. It shows up with increased dementia, heart disease, heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, which is now 69% of the population, according to UCLA and current standards, of the adult population.
So basically, people can suffer from malnutrition even if they're getting sufficient calories.
Exactly. It's a sign of famine. This is another one called a mineral sign of famine, including the increased behavior. Now, you add to that social programs where they keep a man out of the house in the black community. You add to a community where the
viscosity
of breeding drums and polarizing.
I was discussing how the current response to black aggressiveness is insufficient, extremely, actually counterproductive. It just creates a vicious cycle of aggression. The response generally from governments in the U.S. and police is just to crack down, which means more totalitarian measures for everyone, not just blacks. Now, you have to look at this country in terms of the incarceration rate. The incarceration rate in the U.S. is the highest in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And the sentences are way more severe for a lot of minor crimes like drug possession than they are in Europe, for example.
Oh, yeah,
I think a primary reason for this is the attempt to control these extremely aggressive blacks, which make up only 6% of the population, black males, but account for more than 50% of the homicides. So,
right, and it's usually black on black, by the way. So here's the thing. Black lives matter, but my solution is completely different than the solution of the criminal justice system and the government.
Yes, and the other thing to realize here is that fundamentally, this is a psychiatric problem based on genes, and most of these guys are not getting adequate health care. So those
and the conventional doctors are completely in the dark. Like, for example, I get counseled
every
day.
The health care system is totally inept. For example, we were talking about depression.
Right.
The reason why the certain forms of antidepressants that are no more dangerous. According to some studies, more effective than the SSRIs that are common here, are not on the market in the U.S. They're available in Australia, U.K., etc.
Yeah, but
the
we
reason
have
why they're not available here.
Yeah, but
the reason they're not available here is because they went generic in the late 90s, early 2000s. So there wouldn't be as much of a profit margin.
There may be less toxic drugs, but most of them are trying to suppress the behavior rather than fixing chemistry. And this is a real big problem.
What I'm talking about here is that basically a lot of these things we're discussing here trace back to just the monoamine oxidase A gene.
Yeah, and you can easily test it with saliva.
Yeah.
And then if we did every, let's say, person in America, black, white, whatever, and we could buffer a lot of behavior by...
Just look at your alleles there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some of these things. You have some interesting things on the social and other aspects. We have, of course, the hyperbolous statement by Trump, which, of course, the Democratic media, I call it, which is most of it, tries to kind of say how crazy this is that he would say that Obama and Hillary founded ISIS. Well, he's using hyperbole, but the conditions they created helped to amplify it, so now it's in 28 nations. And by the way, the globalists and the bankers are benefiting from this because they want the spread of terror.
I think the more accurate statement is that George W. Bush's and Donald Rumsfeld's policies founded ISIS, and that
continued by
Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton in particular cultivated the tree of ISIS as it grew. You know,
right.
Make sure it was watered every day.
You're funny, but you know, it's the truth. What's amazing to me is, he's saying a truth, but he says it in a hyperbolous fashion, which unfortunately the media are going to spin and say, this guy's psychotic and not fit to be president.
I hear Clinton's made some beautiful graphs of ISIS that she now has on her fence as well. You check them out.
So let's talk about this social aspects, because ISIS is spreading to 28 nations under the watch of these morons, and of course it was invented during the Bush administration by Dick Cheney, otherwise known in the White House as the Prince of Darkness. In fact, he told the White House staff, don't address me as Dick Cheney, Mr. Dick Cheney. Address me as Prince of Darkness.
Well, a lot of it traces back, like I said, to the inadequate number of troops in Iraq.
right.
megalomaniacal invasion of Iraq with only maybe a third to half as many troops as they needed to control the region. And they also totally underestimated the psychology of these regions. Like Afghanistan in particular is a very, very aggressive culture with a very high rate of aggression-related genetics. It's right. a culture that cannot be... Like, first of all, the biggest mistake here, I think, from people like Clinton is the delusional belief that you can democratize the Middle East. It is just not...
Not possible.
It's not possible in most... It's only possible in countries that historically were democratic, like Lebanon and Jordan, perhaps.
Right.
Lebanon and Jordan, but they have a different genetic makeup than, say, Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan, for God's sake. Afghanistan has got to be one of the most aggressive countries on Earth outside of Africa.
And also very inbred. Maybe yeah, very, very inbred.
Yeah, I see Afghanistan, a lot of this traces back to genetics, and the Afghans themselves, if you look back throughout their history, I mean, you can see essentially the prevalence of the aggression gene in a population by their historical behavior. A lot of stuff is blamed, for example, the Australian Aborigines are often, there's a lot of propaganda in Australia making out these Aborigines to be in the squalor they're in now solely because of Western colonization. But the fact of the matter is that the Aborigines were extremely aggressive long before the Westerners arrived because of the genetic prevalence of this 2R allele. I guarantee that if they do a population-wide study with random sampling, they will find that the average, that maybe 30%, maybe even higher, so even higher than blacks in the U.S., of Australian Aborigines have this 2 repeat allele of the aggression gene. It is common. Now, you look throughout the Muslim world, the Islamic world, and this 2R allele, as well as the other aggression gene, are the prevalent forms.
Now, here's an important point on that. And genes are not deterministic. They don't determine behavior. They're permissive. So if you have the right nutritional and metabolic support,
yeah, genes
can obviously turn off genes.
Of course, that's something else I want to discuss. Is culture is also an element.
Exactly.
Like
culture
in the U.S.
And diet. A toxic exposure.
In the U.S., for example, the blacks that have all this out-of-control aggressive behavior are living in a materialistic and liberal culture, which is not suited to their genetics. It's suited to the genetics of the normal blacks that make up 25 to 30%, and maybe less so, but relatively to the other blacks that have the normal, irregular aggression allele. You see, most of the planet Earth, except for the whites, have about 50 to 60% of the 3 repeat allele. This is present in about 30% of whites. And probably in someone like Donald Trump, for example, a lot of politicians, a lot of CEOs have this what's called a warrior gene, which makes them more able to make quick decisions in a stressful environment, but also makes them more prone to aggression, paranoia, and rage. Unfortunately, Clinton probably has it as well. And Obama, I don't think so. Obama's mother, it's inherited from the mother. Obama's mother is of Irish descent and English descent, I believe, and she is clearly not a carrier because his behavior is more depressive. Depression is the opposite of aggression, basically. A person with depression usually has the monoamine oxidase, a long or 4 repeat allele. So Obama probably is not a typical paranoid psychopath. He is, however, depressed. So I think what he's done is given in to the more aggressive and paranoid people around him, like Clinton. Now,
Clinton and Soros, who's a big contributor, et cetera, all the other, if you want to call power controllers around him.
I think that it's mostly these aggressive people of all kinds that are ruining society, and that they are doing so because aggression is intimately connected with interpreting gestures and words and actions as hostile, and then immediately responding to the hostility with aggressive and undeliberate behavior.
Now,
so foolhardy, aggressive behavior, psychopathic behavior of all kinds, is a natural consequence of this aggression gene. Now, of course, an individual has free will, and obviously not everybody with either of these aggression genes, even the worst form of it, common among blacks, is necessarily bad. Like Muhammad Ali probably had the 2R allele, but he was a pretty good guy. And I think the reason why is because he had a conscious, regimented morality. He was a Muslim, and he was very kind of militaristic in its thinking. This is generally what you see in stable societies with a high rate of this gene, is that they compensate for the aggressiveness by being very austere. That's
Japan, in other words, for example,
Japan
behavior.
Has about 50-60%. Now, Japan doesn't have as high a testosterone level as blacks, for example, which also contributes to the aggression, but they do have 50-60% of their population have the three repeat allele, and their culture is rather austere, honor-based, and very...
It's always trying to restrain, in other
very
words...
Very denying of egocentrism.
It's very non-egocentric because it has this high level of
It's the same thing with the traditional societies in Africa. Like Aksum, for example, a large Christian kingdom in Africa, they also maintain this kind of austerity. The problem is that the American culture right now, the popular American culture among blacks, is not even remotely an austere or selfless culture. It's a culture of selfish aggression, right?
Not a culture
of cooperative.
Encouraged by social services. Now, what you've drawn out here, there's also, we have multiple layers of this. We've got the cultural effect, environmental, biological, and dietary effect.
Now, here's the thing. Individuals have control over their own behavior and free will. The problem is that on average, regardless of that, on average, those with the aggression allele, even the three repeat allele, are much more likely to become violent offenders than those who don't.
So you get
on average, they don't control themselves. Right. And one of the main exacerbating factors here is that they found that children who are maltreated and have the three repeat allele are about 2 to 3 times more likely to become violent offenders than those who have the regular form. So that's just the three repeat allele. The two repeat allele, common among, like I said, 10-15% of blacks in the U.S., is even more predisposing toward aggression. So that's what's going on here. That's why you see these guys running away from the cops during traffic stops and pulling out guns
dashboards. It conditions the behavior of the cops to be indiscriminate even to nonviolent blacks that are basically normal citizens.
Like there was a guy here in Oregon who pulled out a couple of years ago. There was a bit of an uproar about it, but what he did is he pulled a 45 out of his glove compartment and aimed at the police during a traffic stop, just a routine traffic stop.
Wow.
This sort of thing, what it does, this insane and irrational, unpredictable aggression, is what provokes a reaction from the police to become more and more paranoid.
Right.
And so the paranoia causes them to want more and more control and totalitarianism. Then you get what you see in Baltimore. Just recently, a Department of Justice report came out saying that, quoting them, that basically they had these forms already filled out with black male and already filled out with the crime, which was loitering or something like that. And then you just have to go find all the black guys and arrest them with these generic forms. They were actually told by their superiors to arrest every black hoodie, every black male
with a hoodie.
I also want to point out that the aggression gene is not active in most females. It's active mostly only in males, because males only have one copy of it. Females can inactivate one of their X chromosomes.
In other words, it's an X dominant gene. And the female may have another copy
gene
that suppresses it. Yeah, okay.
And most females, I mean, Corinne Gaines probably had two copies of it, so she didn't have a chance, you see. But most black females don't. And I think that's the reason why among black females is a high rate of depression. I think 4% or more of black females in the U.S. report depression.
Now, that's
because depression I consider often to be the result of being non-aggressive while surrounded by aggressive people.
Yeah.
The rate of spousal abuse and things like that is very high in these communities. And
that's,
I think,
for
that's
sure.
maybe one of the major causes.
Now, I got a question. What about the idea of tying it into, as you say, the other signs, the birth date, the name.
Yeah, the other.
They were called millennial psychology passed on to their group of people, which is like a group psychology.
Yeah. Name and birth date and symbolic influences. The thing is that impulsive people of all kinds are very prone, very suggestible.
Yeah. So
often you'll find that they commit these crimes under symbolic circumstances. Like even just even on a collective level.
Right.
Baltimore is associated with the melancholic, cynical poet Edgar Allan Poe, and there's also a pretty good black hip-hop artist named Edgar Allan Flo, who has several songs about the kind of aggressive attitude and the and trying to instill hope in people who grew up in those circumstances. Because you think about it, probably a lot of the non-aggressive blacks who are being racistly discriminated against because of these aggressive people that just look the same as them but don't think the same, probably a lot of them who are just having to deal with them on a daily basis, are suffering from depression or some kind of anxiety.
Well, depression is a seizure activity of the limbic system we talked about before.
Yeah.
And we can do deep brain studies and
because there's no doubt about it now that at least Baltimore police and probably a lot of other police departments are responding to a minority of blacks.
Yeah, and by the way,
stereotyping the entire race.
Right, now here's the problem, too. These black thugs are armed with better weapons than most of the police, and the police don't have proper bulletproof cars and body armor on, level 3 body armor.
Well, so I don't know about that, because I've seen the police are stockpiling weapons these days.
Like, well, they are, but
some of the police around here have tanks and, you know, rioting.
Well, that's true, but the problem is they don't always deploy them in a regular run-of-the-mill day. And if they don't have two police officers in a bulletproof car with proper body armor on or non-lethal weapons, here's another thing. They're very deficient in training and use of non-lethal weapons.
Well,
first,
I mean, what the solution is, like I said.
Right.
The solution, I think, is to, first of all, we have to have some kind of free health care, regardless of what these anti-Obamacare people are saying or whatever. I mean, that's not the best way to do it.
Oh, Obamacare is not health care. Anyway, it's called desk care.
Well, but yeah, some kind of therapy, some kind of access to psychiatric medication.
I can tell you the solution.
Aggression.
Right now,
all they have is basically marijuana and things like that.
Matt, here's some of the
other drugs that are popular in those areas. Increase aggression.
Let me give you just a capsule of what my health care plan would be. Number one, you don't try to make it comprehensive right away. What you do is you take, say, a value-added tax and start flowing in, and if the doctors want to join into this health care, they cannot be sued, they can go through mediation, they get paid a salary based on years of experience, training and experience, they work in health clinics where there'd be one doctor, four nurse practitioners, chiros, psychologists, nutritionists, etc. The people that would they could have access to this system immediately, and it would grow. And what you do is you then allow competition like Trump wants to with health insurance, and people still want their health insurance, but the system would grow and eventually take over in, say, 10 years. And the system would allow you to have where you're going to get nutritional therapy, genetic analysis, counseling. You're going to have,
there should be genotyping of the entire population. It's just part of the census. Because how else are you going to identify? You know, the only way you can get your genotype is by paying for something like Ancestry.com or 23andMe, which the average person can't afford, or can only afford as a Christmas present or something like that.
Right. Well, here's the point. If you do a 23andMe and Prometheus on a child before they're going to get vaccinated, and they have the gene snips that if they get vaccinated, they have a 300% chance of turning autistic, I think it's a criminal activity on the healthcare providers to stack vaccines where they contain heavy metal adjuvants and things that are going to call BAF or brain on fire and upregulate for years. They're microglia to cause peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical and break down the blood-brain barrier. And to me, it's an obscenity that we don't know when we go and meddle with someone's biology.
They have different effects on different genetics. Like, part of the ineffectiveness of the SSRIs is they prescribe these to aggressive psychopaths like Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, where it's totally the exact opposite of what they need.
Well, it also depresses them so that their violent behavior is released. We see it with vets here at Pendleton.
Chances are both of those guys had the 3-repeat allele of the aggression gene.
Right.
And chances are they actually had high serotonin levels and didn't need at all.
I guarantee you they didn't measure them in their platelets.
Yeah, chances are they had high serotonin levels. But the thing is that with the aggression gene, with the aggression allele of the monoamine oxidase gene, what happens is you have very high spikes of any neurochemical that don't resolve very fast.
Right.
So any emotion will persist longer and be more intense resulting in massive rages like we observed with these guys.
Right.
With the even shorter version of the allele, like a lot of blacks have, it makes it even more stuck in aggressive responses and out of control emotions. That's
the case
also
it,
with
part of it is the way we fund our food industry. We have expensive to make, totally funded and supported by the government, foods that are highly processed that are cheaper than buying fresh food. And if you go to a lot of the inner cities, they don't have fresh grocery stores where the food has mineral content, has value, food value. The cheap garbage food is available on their EBT, their food stamp card.
Well, I mean, what can you do about that? The only thing they can do maybe is if they're given multivitamins. They're all
nutritional support to counteract the poor
diet.
That's
probably the most realistic solution there.
Exactly. Yeah. Short term, anyway.
But a good one, not with
a good solution. Yeah.
Ground up chalk with chelated minerals.
This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
This has been a very interesting discussion, Matthew, and I think for those people out there that really don't understand the neurobiology of it, much of the things that we deal with in our society, whether it's the political realm or the business realm or the realm of normal behavior in communities, a lot of it is actually what I call the death of the soil leads to the death of civilization, and it does it through human behavior and specific genetic predispositions. Now, genes are not deterministic.
Yeah,
genes are not deterministic.
A lot of influences combined, and I would say one of the most significant, according to the scientific research, is genetics. I mean, when you have a three-time more likely chance of becoming a violent offender, out of a study of something like 2,000 youth in New Zealand, it was found that they had approximately 2 to 3 times the likelihood of becoming a violent offender if they had this allele and were exposed to the same childhood circumstances of what they classed as maltreatment.
Right.
So individuals, there's a lot of influences on an individual that cause them to become good or bad, but the facts are there that on average, people with the circumstances of poverty and child abuse and an aggressive gene are going to become more violent. On average. In fact, it was like 80%, all right? Like 80% of them became violent. Now, of course, you have that 20%. And I mean, I don't debate the existence of free will. I don't debate that free will and individual consciousness are significant factors. Like, for instance, there's a guy named James Fallon who has found that he has the brain of a psychopath, yet he is a normal guy in most respects. He's not violent or anything. However, on average, people with these genetics and these predispositions are basically born to rage, born to be violent, and need to get some kind of help for it. It's like, you know, not everybody who has a disability is unable to function with it. Some people can function with the disability, but some disabilities, you know, the average person with it can't function the same way anymore. That's the way it is with these genes. These people are born with a mental disability, and the disability in terms of control of their emotions and control of anger and rage, and they are not addressing the root problem. We're treating it just as a criminal issue. Now, treating it as a criminal issue inevitably means more totalitarian measures, as we see in this country. We have surveillance now coming from the NSA. We have police ever more militarized, ever more stockpiling weapons, and just targeting everybody of a certain appearance, like this is Nazi Germany or something, because of this minority of people with a mental illness.
Right.
It isn't even, like I said, it isn't even the majority of blacks in the inner city. It's only like 15% at most.
Right.
Yet they're responding by making everybody...
But it's amplified by the social circumstances where... When Obama meets with Black Lives Matter, who has some valid complaints, but then they have a fringe element says, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them now? When you do these kind of things and we amplify the
divide... Well, those are obviously just mentally ill people, I think.
Right, exactly. It's unfortunate because it misses the issue of why they're sick, and it all starts, as I say, the death of the soil starts the death of a civilization. Interesting, eh? Amazing discussion, Matthew. I appreciate it. We'll be back next week. Your website, MatthewDeagle.com. Visit it. Find out all the amazing things Matthew can do for you. We'll be back in just a moment with hour number two, Ann Morrison, Twiland.info. Important signs you're not going to hear analysis, deep analysis, anywhere else. Back in a moment. Hour three, Firing Line. Your questions answered with protocols.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.